One of the most high-profile land rights cases in recent history was Hindmarsh Island, in which a group of Ngunnawal women fought to stop a bridge being built across sacred waters. One of the key women in this case was Auntie Veronica Brodie, Australian Indigenous Elder of the Year for 2001. Very briefly before she left the embassy to return to her homeland in South Australia, I was able to have a chat with Auntie Veronica about the Hindmarsh Island case and about Corroboree for Sovereignty, 2005.
Well, the story of the struggle where I come from is with Hindmarsh Island. We had a big struggle there. It went for something like 12 years, I believe. The government lifted the 25-year ban that we had, that Robert Tickner had put on the bridge, and they had the bridge built. But we believed that that was a ploy because we were used as political footballs in their little games. And so the developers had the bridge built, but they didn't get their $20 million in the federal court. We were vindicated in the federal court, and all we're doing now is fighting now for the fabrication to be taken off our names.
There was a lot of confusion in the newspaper and the press about whose knowledge was what and what was going on. What was that all about?
Well, you know what the press is like. It'll twist things to suit itself. And so it meant that the dissidents didn't know anything, but all the other women that stood firm, even though we outnumbered them, we still lost. So how do you work that one out?
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And you told us before that the knowledge was passed down to particular people, people that were worthy of it.
Exactly. That's how it's done. You have to earn the right to receive that, and if you don't, then you lose out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's women's business, and that's something that's
exactly
important.
Women's business, which is strictly women's business. And that's not to say that men could be involved too, because they used to, but on another level. But where it came to women's sacred business, the media turned it into women's secret business. You know,
it being women's business, did it make it hard in court? Because Australian courts and legal system, it's so full of men, and you get men judges.
Very hard. In the High Court here in Canberra, 7 judges sat, 6 didn't believe us, 1 did. So you know where that put us. Out.
Yeah.
We believe, you know, the day's coming when we'll get back.
From this conference, what do you think is the big message to take with us?
I think the big message is to take back what's been said here, what we've learned, pass on about sovereignty and strength towards that.
Come gather around the kitchen fire with resistors. Show yourselves the power of sustenance. Regards the future of human existence. It's time to answer the call to participate. Where there is no such thing as being late. The unending unraveling of our path. Questions remain, avenues in which to bath. There's no point in waiting for a saviour. Each moment is presented for us to savour. The cornerstone, as solid as our stance. As we intertwine, enjoy the cosmic dance.
This year's Corroboree for Sovereignty was marked by a new push for unity and sovereign independence. Significant steps were made towards setting up self-governments within and between Indigenous nations. I would like to give my thanks to the Ngunnawal people for hosting the Tent Embassy and Corroboree for Sovereignty on their land, as well as to all of the elders who shared so much over the 26th of January and the following days. Your stories are music that rings in my ears, that won't let me forget.